start right now with a very interesting topic, and that is, how are our children doing when it comes to what's going on? And I brought in an expert, clinical psychologist in the Anxiety Disorder Center at the Child Mind Institute, Dr. Janine Dominguez. She's specifically interested in helping children and families affected by trauma, as well as children with anxiety and social phobia. Welcome to the show, Dr. Dominguez.
Thank you for having me.
So the news is so pervasive, and even more now than last week. We have children staying at home. They're being ordered to stay at home. Parents are now being ordered to stay at home. They see it on TV. They're talking amongst their friends. They're seeing it on the internet. How is it that we should help our children get through what might be traumatic for them?
Sure. So I think first I would recommend parents not shying away from talking about the coronavirus with their kids and really utilizing this as an opportunity to set the emotional tone with them, really filter the information and providing the facts about the virus. And that can even be starting the conversation by taking your child's lead first and asking them what they know about it, what they think, and that way it provides you with the ability to correct misinformation and also provide factual information that they would need.
So if they show fear and they seem to be upset about it, and maybe they're crying or they're spouting misinformation that they heard that everyone's going to die, how is it that you tone this down with them?
Yeah, so I think first you want to provide some validation around those feelings and say something like, I know this can feel scary, and we're also doing all we can to stay healthy. And that's really rooting them in the things that they can do, which is practicing healthy hygiene, washing their hands frequently, singing the happy birthday song when they do so. And I think also reassuring them that most people who get the virus are fine, and we're all just, as adults around them, taking care of the fact that they're healthy and safe at this time.
And I suppose part of that too, Dr. Dominguez, is to avoid being stressed out yourself, because I know that in my practice as a family law lawyer, I know that when parents are stressed out about the divorce or about different issues, the kids pick up on it. Whether the parents are actually talking about it or not, they can sense it with their parents. Kids know when there's something up. Is that fair to say?
Right. Kids often vibe off their parents. So really, you need to practice calmness and confidence when talking about the virus with your kids. I think it's also a good opportunity as a family to practice ways of staying calm and de-stressing and self-soothing as a family. But really, for yourself, take care of yourself so that way you can be the best when it comes to handling this with your children.
As a person who treats young children who have anxiety issues, if something is untreated, say an anxiety issue like this or school shootings or something like that, is affecting a child at a young age and the parents are not treating it correctly, or maybe even professionals are not getting involved when they should, how does that affect a child into adulthood?
So what we know that the research shows, untreated anxiety can often predispose a child or an adolescent to going on to having other mental health difficulties, and can impair functioning around social interactions, school academics. So it is really important to connect with proper treatment and effective treatment, and really, as a whole, destigmatize mental health and really have that open dialogue.
And just quickly, I see this all the time. I sense, and you're going to tell me if this is true or not, that you see a lot of young adults undergoing extreme anxieties that I didn't see growing up myself. And I've heard people say, oh, it's about terrorism and being exposed to school shootings. Is it social media? Is it helicopter parenting where kids are anxious because now they can't do anything on their own? To what do you attribute this kind of, it seems to me, an increased occurrence of anxiety?
I do think environment certainly plays a role in the increased anxiety. I think when it comes, for example, to social media, kids already who are pre-exposed to anxiety and depression may be at a greater risk for increase if they're engaging in a lot of social media. Certainly the political climate, even now as we go into a new election year, that can certainly increase anxiety. But I see it as an opportunity, again, to raise awareness, really talk about mental health as regular health, and be able to connect to those outlets that will provide effective treatment.
Dr. Dominguez, one last quick question. Kids are home and parents may be home too. What do you do? What are some suggestions to keep your kids anxiety free and in a good state of mind as they possibly can be?
Yeah, sure. So I think the first thing is really important to kind of stick to a routine or establish routine early on. So normal bedtime, normal wake-up time, stick to morning and bedtime routines. I think most kids will be practicing virtual learning, so that'll be something new,
right.
But it will add structure to the day. And then I think, as you said earlier, utilizing this as an opportunity to spend time together as we're practicing social distancing, it can also be a time to be more connected and doing activities with the family, taking turns choosing what those will be. And I think lastly, parents just being connected with the news and as things develop, so that way they can communicate that effectively to their kids.
Dr. Janine Dominguez with the Child Mind Institute, thank you so much for joining us. Take care and stay healthy.
Thank you. You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
Have a good night. You're listening to the Karen Conti Show, and when we come back, we are going to be talking a little bit about travel. I know we've talked a lot about it, but this is kind of going forward now, how we're going to deal with booking travel in the future, and if you have those tickets, do you cancel them now, or do you wait until it gets worse or better? This is the Karen Conti Show on WGN.